Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We had Chris Porter on, comedian Chris Porter, held up in a hotel in Omaha. He's at the Funny Bone this weekend, funnybonomaha.com. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow night. Socially distanced comedy. Nick did some socially distanced comedy last night there. Clash of the Comics. And that's why Nick's in a closet. Not the Funny Bone is fine. We are just all staying socially distanced here more than we have in
proper
the past.
Proper precautions. Yeah.
More than we have in the past. Because it's not just going away.
Easter.
Yeah. I love that
It'll
line.
Be gone by Easter.
Easter, yeah. Maybe the following Easter.
Well, he didn't say what
that's
year.
That's what he meant. That's right. Yeah. He didn't say what year. That's a good point. He did not say what year.
The Texas Longhorn Band will not play the Eyes of Texas at this Saturday's football game between the University of Texas at Austin and Baylor University.
Because it's racist?
No.
Why?
Because the band's not going to be there. Now, a survey of the band members revealed that several students are unwilling to play the traditional alma mater song, according to the Daily Texan. It has ties to minstrel shows where performers wore blackface. That's your band members, they say, are evenly divided over playing the song, the student newspaper reported, but responses from certain instrument sections would prevent the band from playing this week. However, they said the band wasn't scheduled to play this week anyway.
I love certain instrument sections. You mean the guys with rhythm?
Yeah. What I love the most, though.
That's what I took that to mean.
Well, you know what? There's also black people on horns and some woke white people, too, for that matter. But the fact is, you guys were all in bands. Can you imagine? It's just like half the band decided no and just started something else. It's going to sound like hell, and they could screw it up in a heartbeat. No. Yeah. That's where you could actually control how bad the song sounds. You're going to make us play it? Okay, sure. And then you start playing something else.
You try playing Land of a Thousand Dances without me.
Yeah. Or they start playing that, you play something else.
Yeah,
you get five or six guys in a band, they're going to mess up the whole band.
Well, you just got to get to the drum line.
And the drums, too, right?
Yeah, you just got to get to the drum line. If they're not into it, the rest of them are screwed.
Yeah. When they wouldn't specify what instrument section, I thought,
the guys with rhythm, right?
It's probably the guys with rhythm. It's probably the percussion section, because if they speak up, they can quit on any song and make it sound like hell.
Now, they're still going to play a recording of the song this Saturday, and they will record. They will continue to play that recording, at least the recording, at future games and events.
They just doubled down. Don't they? The
president there at the Texas said that he remains truly optimistic that we will find ways to join together around their song, which has been so positive for so many Longhorns over the past 120 years.
White Longhorns.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was in the band, I wasn't playing half the time anyway.
I've heard that. I've heard guys
And the
do
band
that.
Was better for it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know the songs.
Yeah, if the saxophone section would have quit, nobody would have noticed.
No. Give me more horn.
See, I was first chair, so I had to carry some weight.
All right.
Out of
Were you
four.
Only chair?
No, there were four of us.
Ah.
How many different bands did you have?
Concert band, jazz band, marching band, pep band.
Yeah, that's what we had, too.
Yeah, I was third chair, and I earned it.
The jazz band we referred to as
What'd you
the,
play, Nick?
I'm the stage sex. Band.
Tell me about my band geek buddies here. All right. Love ya.
University of Texas says that they are going to keep the song, and they are going to educate visitors and students on the history of the song and the context of the song.
And we're going to keep the name Redskins, too, 5 years ago. Oh, no,
you
we
know,
didn't.
If you have to go to that far of a length, maybe the song is racist.
Oh, it is.
If you have to explain it to everybody, no, it's not, but maybe it is just racist and you should stop. No.
Yeah, there's a lot of great songs bands can play.
Yeah, why don't they just play some Willie Nelson
there
or something?
There you go. Perfect.
Or go back to the classics. Play the horse.
Play the horse, right.
25 or 6 to 4.
Anything. Yeah. The horse is the best. My favorite one. My favorite
classic marching pep band song. And I still hear that to this day.
Oh, you do.
When I was on the field, when I heard the whole, I could actually hear that song when you're on the field. I love that song.
Was that an actual instrumental radio
hit? Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I thought so.
Yes, it was.
We played the horse and China Grove a lot.
Whoa.
With no guitar, you know. China Grove. Yeah.
No guitar.
Theme from Peter Gunn.
I just love the fact that they just double down all the time. Eventually, they just lose these battles.
A lot of your cool stage bands are jazz bands now.
Let's clarify that.
Do have a guitar guy
up
front.
A lot of your stage bands.
They have an electric guitar.
We had a bass.
We did not have an electric guitar.
They do.
We had an electric bass player.
Yeah, they've been doing that.
Bass guitar player.
They roll in a big bass. Yeah.
There was a flute player who learned to play bass because we needed a bass player.
Okay.
Apparently, boosters are threatening to pull money if they don't hear their racist song.
Well, okay, pull it. Pull the money, and then your team's going to suck because you're not, whatever, if they don't hear their racist songs.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Just play God of Thunder and get over it.
Perfect.
And rock and roll. Oh.
These schools have to really, really, really recruit black players to win.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, sorry about the racist song, but it's only 4 minutes after every game. You'll be fine.
It occurs to me that when we were in junior high, we played a song called The Stripper.
Yes.
I kind of remember that song, yeah.
It's the classic stripping song.
It is, yeah.
We did played that too. In junior high.
That sounded okay as a horn.
I played that in high school.
Yeah. Wasn't racist, just a stripper.
How did you do Bow Chicka Wow Wow as
a different song?
Pep band.
That's porno.
It's close. I mean, we can. Yeah, I've got a little bit of it here, but I don't know.
I hear the stripper. I heard that in bands. I got no problem with that. It's old school stripping.
Old school stripping.
It ain't Motley Crue, girls. Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool too.
That's the old flipping the panties off the toe song.
You know that's right.
Because you got to have the kicks that go with that song.
Give me the horse.
Were there some grandmas standing up taking their clothes off just out of habit?
Yes, there was.
That's my song.
Yeah, find the horse. Now I'm in the mood to hear the horse.
Tote the horse out, Craig. That's my favorite band song for all you band guys.
This may be it.
All right. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Love that song. Yeah. Guys in the football field actually love that song.
And I could have never, ever given you the original artist on that.
Horse?
Some one-hit wonder, isn't it?
I guess.
I wanted to...
Give us a name.
Cliff Nobles and Company.
I would never know that.
I've never even heard of that.
No.
The cool part on the horse is if you got to play the big baritone saxophone, because you got to do the boo-doo.
He's right.
Yeah, but you were nowhere near as cool as the drummer who got to do the solo in White.
Now we got a new guy on the show, and he's also in the band. Jesus, I'm surrounded by you geeks. And I like marching bands, don't get me wrong. When I was playing football, I liked the sound of the marching band in the crowd. I love that sound.
Well, this would not be the marching band. This would be the pep band.
Either what?
Until you get up and start moving, you're not a marching band.
Okay, you don't.
We had guys that did both.
I heard that, which is really.
We had guys that took off their pads at halftime, put on an instrument, marched the show, and then put the pads back on.
We had a couple of those guys.
That's pathetic.
Like three of them.
Yeah. I quit the band before my senior year, though, so I wanted to touch a boob.
Oh, you could do that in band where I went.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the back of the bus during band
game,
trips
Craig.
Was for.
You had game, Craig.
Well, we had road trips.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Sophomore year, because I was a radio play-by-play guy for all the high school sports.
I know.
Actually, for football, I was the color analyst.
All right.
I was the jock. Like, I played the game. I acted like I played the game.
Well, see, what happened there was he threw the ball, and the other guy caught it, and then he scored.
Surrounded.
You know, I sit next to him in science class. That was my color analyst. He's a good dude.
That guy shoved me in a locker last weekend.
Dynamite drop-in, Todd. That broadcast school's really paid off.
Yeah, when I was in the band, a lot of times we would root for our team to lose because those guys were assholes to us during the week. Like, oh, real sad you lost your game.
Yeah, none of us were that.
Dave's a wee bit younger than us, obviously, but they played Tusk.
Oh, I love Tusk.
Yeah.
1979, yeah, that song came out, actually. Now, marching bands weren't playing it right away, but I'm sure by the 80s. No, Tusk came out in 1979, that album, yeah.
It was with the...
And the USC bands.
USC marching band.
Yeah, they're in that song, right? Yeah, I bet you the 80s, a lot of bands did play Tusk after that.
I remember playing, like, Hey and Hang on Sloopy.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Hang on Slobodan.
There you go. John says, thanks, guys. I'm listening to the show while waiting for my mom. She hears the stripper, sticks her head out of the bathroom and says, oh, my God, that's my old jam.
Put a dollar in your mouth. Give your mom some money. That's my old jam. Yeah.
Thanks for the mental nightmare.
Tell her to give us a call.
That's my old jam. I mean, she probably put her leg out there with her support hose on, flipping her.
Right.
Yeah, how you doing, son?
One of those fan dancers. Yeah. She still got it.
Yeah. She peek out from behind a changing screen to tell you that.
Thanks to the COVID, a Seattle arcade has created a pinball machine that is controlled by a person's feet instead of hands.
Oh.
They added foot pedals.
Or you could just wipe off the pinball machine every time you play.
Yeah, that's unfair.
Well, the guy had time. They were closed for 8 months.
I got it. All right.
He had time to come up with this.
Yeah. So do you sit there and like move your toes up and down?
Or
your levers?
Or you're playing the bass drum.
Yeah. You almost have to sit then.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, to get them going quicker.
Yeah, it'd be good for a tubing, because then you could whack it while you're playing pinball.
Well, your hands are free. Jeffrey Tubin. Right. We're keeping his name alive.
They rig up vehicles, you know, for guys who got no hands. They drive with their feet.
That's a great band song, too. Vehicle, come on, man.
Yeah, it is.
Call me when you can play a drum kit with one arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Find the Ides of March, Vehicle.
I think we might already have that in there, honestly.
Bands have played that. And for old school members of the show, fans of the show, we used to sing it all the time. We won't now.
No. I don't know.
We retired that bit.
It might come out again.
Yeah.
Because I got to start singing when I hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I decided against singing at that show last night.
Did you? Because Colleen said you can't, right?
Well, she said no broken wings.
Oh. Oh, you found a loophole, think, huh?
Yeah, I was preparing Everything I Do by Bryan Adams.
Oh,
but
I Do For You.
Apparently a lot of bands played the Vehicle song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are bands allowed in the crowd at Big Ten games?
Just I don't the think
band? Probably not.
No, because the Ohio State band is making an appearance this weekend.
Pictures got Danny, I'm a hell of a man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, baby.
It's 1997, by the way. Sorry.
You know
that I love you.
Want you got to have your try.
Great God in heaven, you know I love.
All right. Yeah, somebody tuning into the show for
old
the first time in 23 years. Boy, they've really evolved.
That's a dip.
Still doing that bit. Jesus.
23 years is right.
So you guys would just put that on and play it?
The whole song, Nick. The whole song for about like 2-3 years straight. We would just say, we need Vehicle, and we'd just play it, and we'd sing over it the whole song.
It was basically to energize us, because at some point the cocaine would wear off. And then we'd fire up Vehicle.
True story. So
perfect.
True story. That and a couple other ones. Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. We won't get into that. But Vehicle was the original. Yeah. We used to sing the whole song. One guy.
I like it.
That sounds like it'd be a hard song to do for Pep Band if you didn't have the funk guitar, you know.
But you guys always turned it into something with just the horns. Right.
That was something we didn't play. That was my
you didn't
pep
play
band.
Vehicle?
My pep band did not have that one.
All right. That's why your school closed.
Yeah, that was it.
Here was his pep
they
band.
They don't
staples.
Even play Vehicle.
Yeah. Peter Gunn.
Oh,
We did that one.
Yeah,
we did that one.
Was that the Pink Panther theme? The Peter Gunn?
Any of my fellow players?
No.
Any of my favorite football players out there listening to us?
Oh, yeah, no. Pink Panther was a different.
That's a good song too.
Peter Gunn, Land of a Thousand Dances.
Okay,
yep.
I can hear that.
Axel F from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, that probably became big in the 80s and 90s for bands. Yeah,
Magnificent Seven.
Yep, played that.
I hear they do.
Which one is that?
The theme from Magnificent Seven, the movie.
I don't know
Thanks
if I know
for
that,
that
song.
You'd know if you heard it.
Yeah.
I guess I'm thinking a big, good, bad, and ugly. Then.
Yeah, that's the one.
Exactly like that.
he sang it like a saxophone player.
I know my son's band. I think they play an Aerosmith song. I think I'll hear that again tonight. My son's football team's band.
I don't want to miss a thing.
No. Yeah.
It's the Armageddon.
I think it's Sweet Emotion. I'm sitting here. I'll hear it tonight. I think it's Sweet Emotion they play.
Yeah, but you got to have that cool bass riff.
Well, they must have an old emotion, right? The band teacher must be cool if you're teaching them Sweet Emotion.
One year for our marching band show, we did all James Bond themes.
Oh, I can hear that.
Like Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
And,
I
forget. It was like four or five different ones.
Right. Hotline's ringing. I guarantee that's Joe.
Got the Magnificent Seven.
Yeah, okay. Let me hear a bit of that.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll know her.
Yeah. That one.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah, we used to play stuff like the Imperial March.
Oh, from Star Wars stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It's real intimidating.
Yeah, that hadn't leaked down to the rural communities yet by 95.
Well, those things take time.
It's still new.
Who's this?
Joe, he's looking
for of course it is.
A bass saxophone player, and I'm busy this weekend. Sorry.
Darn it. Hey, I must have been a much nicer person back in the day. I remember going, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Dick.
Well, it doesn't.
Joe, when you played, you were in the marching band, too. I know you were an athlete when it came to swimming. But you were in a marching band at your high school. What kind of band? What did you guys play?
On Wisconsin.
Oh yeah. Well, you had the big W on your helmet.
Yeah, so they ripped off the logo and the song from Wisconsin.
I like On Wisconsin. That's a great song. I think I love that.
Yeah,
song.
Yeah, that used to be nice.
Yeah, and the Notre Dame's got a good fight song too. What's that one? My high school band used to play that one. What's the
big thing back then was playing Chicago songs.
Oh, yeah, that would have worked. Yeah.
Make Me Smile, stuff like that.
All right.
Color My World.
Yeah, the football team loved Color My World. Bum, 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 bum.
That was a wedding song back in the day.
I know we did 25 or 6 to 4.
Oh, well, that rocks. Yeah. That rocks. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joe. All right. Another band geek checking in. Jesus.
Yeah, and when we were singing that vehicle song in the day, we had our chops.
Oh, we nailed it there, too. It's been a lot of practice.
No, we didn't nail it there.
No, it's practice, yeah. we nailed it back in the day.
We did not nail it there. We did back in the day.
The Coke's wearing off. Cue it up.
That's not really a joke.
What he means is it's not a joke at all.
No, that was an old school. I mean, God,
it'll pull us through.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Out of Scottsdale, Arizona, according to court documents, Justin Amir Young was told to leave a chain restaurant because the restaurant was closing.
Hang on, Nick. I'm going to fill you in a little more inside radio stuff that we don't care because we always break down the curtain anyway. Our boss at the time, we made a bid out of it. They said we couldn't sing anymore. And they came in there and we faked it up like they yelled at us. Like, if you're anything on the radio that's fake, we can tell you because we've done them in the past. We don't do it anymore because it's lame. So we couldn't sing. And people were actually making T-shirts saying, "Let Todd and Tyler sing."
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool and also really lame.
It was all fabricated?
We Todd and I were broadcasting live someplace, and people showed up with T-shirts and said, oh, yeah, the boss is yelling at us. It was totally fabricated.
So did you end up singing again after that?
Yeah.
We would sing just to show how defiant we are.
Yeah, defiant to bosses that didn't care if we were singing because they're part of the bit.
Were the people with the T-shirts That's from the funny. School for the deaf?
No, no, they were. You guys were wrong. We were digging that song.
That's awesome.
It's like, you know, when I hear any kind of radio bit now and people believe it, I go, nope, fake, 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 fake.
Oh, did you have them storm into the studio?
We did all kinds of weird stuff back then about that singing bit. And Todd and I would just laugh. And Beast was part of the show then, too, so Beast would sing with us all the time. I don't remember that.
He was probably carrying you guys.
No, no, he was worse. No, Todd was the worst. Yeah.
No, I got it down after a while.
Yeah, you know it after a while. Yeah.
There was a local band that played that song, and I would get up on stage and sing with them.
Right.
If I were in the crowd.
I think the show's evolved.
Was that Last Call when they were trying to send everybody home?
No, that was 1997.
Good thing the show's evolved.
To bring the singing back.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. No, you're right. I think we wouldn't have had a show much longer when we stopped singing there. Yeah. But you're right. That's as simple as that was. We need to jack ourselves up a little bit. And the coke is wearing off. We better start singing.
Turn it up.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.